Oh, this 17th of October is very chilly in Cork, and the rain, which has threatened, is cold, really cold. So I need something to warm me up. And what better than a bit of music? What better than a bit of music with nostalgic associations? So today, during the music festival of October called October 16 after the year 2016, we have been prompted, all the people doing October, if you like, sharing their Octavers, have been prompted to think about a piece of music or to, remember a piece of music which reminds you of your school days, particularly because, high school days is what they call it in the Americas, if you like. Secondary school is what we call us here in Ireland. So my secondary schools were full of music, absolutely full of music, partly because there were pirate radio stations around at the time, Radio Luxembourg, Radio Caroline, Radio London. They're the ones, and I was particularly fond of Radio London. But in addition to the pirate radio stations, there were, and the BBC or Irish radio didn't have any good music stations really worth talking about in the early days. So the New Musical Express, that was the weekly paper, and that was where you not only found the top 20, but all the stories about, what was coming out, what had happened, stuff about the, I was a big Beatles fan, really. I was a big Beatles fan. But stuff about the Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Hollies, stuff about the Rolling Stones, stuff about the Beach Boys, stuff about all sorts of people. But the 1960s bit that I'm thinking about also included the Vietnam War. It also included, I guess, the Cuban Missile Crisis. It also included the fight to end segregation in the southern states of the United States, and the struggle, an awareness, growing awareness of apartheid. So, and the Cold War, I guess, the Cold War. So, music during that period of time, you could say was a bit of a relief, a bit of a respite, but it wasn't. It wasn't really. When I think back to it, there was one particular song that, for me, I associate with a mixture of the songs that I love and to this day love, but also the kind of world I felt we lived in those days. And even though the space program was coming along and there were rockets going up in the sky and out the other side of, towards the moon and all that, I'm going to play you a song which I remember vividly and can sing the words of quite well to this day. So wait for it now. It's sung in a style that I think is accessible and enjoyable today, and it's certainly more thought-provoking than some of the other stuff I've heard recently. So here we go with a bit of a surprise. I'll let you hear the music before I tell you the name of it.
Eastern world, it is exposed. on your totem, and even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Ain't your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Barry Maguire. Barry Maguire, a song written by a guy called Sloan. Can't remember his first name, but I'm not wishing to in any way turn October Festival of Music into a political platform. But if you find that those lyrics in any way relevant to the way you see the world today, I wouldn't be utterly shocked. Anyway, that's it. That brings back, as loads and loads of other songs could bring back, what it was like to be in secondary school and go rush every Friday to get the New Musical Express with two great, great friends, and rush to get a seat in the Savoy Cafe and pore over the latest news for about 2 hours while nursing a Coca-Cola.